Mr. Feakins, Real 7. We're talking about the after effects of your... the experiences you'd had.
In the very first years. It gradually got worse. Until my and he related that you had a very, it was excellent.
You get a pension for that. How did you go, and this will become apparent why it's more, how did you go about getting your pension?
For my legs, in the first instance. And I received that pension right through until 19 in Spain. So I took the lump sum.
Karen, yeah, and what about the one you got for your back?
Really started getting very bad, been in the hospital with it, and had many x-rays of it, and they all kept coming back the same about the injury, and duration. I've only just applied, but I think it was in January of this year. I was in hospital again with my back and had an epidural. He's the pain of birth. I don't know when I'm expecting. Very, very major operation, which the doctors have given. Alone can make as to whether I go for it or not.
Now, you've never had. Do
it frightens my dear wife. I don't I like because I can't imagine. Thanks.
What
it did do, if I may suggest it, it made. And chaired the Social Services Committee. Mental Health Tribunal nationally and visited patients at Broadmoor.
Was that you are the chairman of the War Pensions Committee. Could you tell me a bit
of social services in Harrow Council, that like all councils they have Camden. So I chose one person and I took the other place myself. And then they made Social Services is the Secretary of State for Sorry, I've forgotten his name.
Doesn't matter.
We go through down. I and two others and a and what the tribunal of doctors in short, trying to get a better pension for them.
No,
we would visit the pensioner in his home. Members, they are staff of the DSS. They are paid at Norcross, which is DSS, carries a lot of weight. We have managed to get it for them.
Now, your work, do you see
I've heard of doctors doing it, but I've never actually known one. Resolutions through to the government about issues regarding pensions. Servicemen being shot for cowardice when in the Second World War. infection and was looked after humanely by psychiatrists. A discharge of cowardice. West of North London. Across Hornsea, all north of the Thames. And it keeps us very busy.
What other motions have you put through? What are
Far East and something. We believe that we also pushed for wives, because I had at times they still had no pension. We have now got that back. All aspects to do with all
run surgeries. You showed me one of you going to run at Chipping Barnet Library in Barnet.
Many, many other places. And the idea is to find those people to apply for and help them in applying for a pension. Which I remember, and I managed to get it may take 6 months or 9 months to get the war pension, but
physical effect?
Yes,
or is it just if you're wounded, say a flesh wound?
Injuries. There are some people, I had one. Doesn't have to be gunshot wounds or anything.
The several of the South Knot Hussars we've talked
I don't, just don't think about it. Get on.
But that.
As you know, and that's a very loud bang. If you get a few thousand shells going off. But I do this I've been the honorary member for the Officers Association.
Why is there a different associate? I mean,
Association only deals with officers and their widows, etc.
That's not Cesar's association.
Yes.
Is that? And I met you at a meeting. Is that important to you?
Transfer, and every Remembrance Day, of course, there is free. In uniform, which they enjoyed very much. And it's in the old number one uniform. And I was partially involved with getting a piece of alamein rock. A little part of the desert come